This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's been an amazing Tuesday. We're going to tackle some more things here. Intelligence leaks from within the government and emails. But I want to get to a couple other examples of completely different value systems. That's really where we're going to start out this hour. Completely different value system. We talk about it all the time. I brought it up at the beginning of the show. We human beings, it's a human nature thing. It's not left, right, middle, men, women. It is human nature to take your values and project those values onto others. When you, what's like the worst thing in the world? The worst thing in the world is probably the highlighters. I had a thing full of highlighters that I just knocked off the desk. That's the second worst thing in the world. But the first worst thing in the world is people who hurt kids. One of these stories, some parents had their toddler locked up in a closet or something like that. And you say to yourself, how could anyone? I look at my sons and I love them so much. I'm so proud of them. It's just the best thing in the world being a dad, talking to them. We drove to school. I drove them to school this morning and we laughed the whole time. And then when we're pulling into the school, I turned on that song On the Road Again by Canned Heat. You know that song On the Road Again by Canned Heat? I turned it on and we were kind of jamming to it, pulling up to the school. And then my oldest, James, reaches over and he pauses it so it's not playing as we pull up in front and I let them out. And of course I stop. I did what any good dad would do. I let them out. And the second they got out and closed the door, window goes down, volume goes up, unpaused, and then he's looking at me laughing hysterically as he's running into the school. Who doesn't want that? Who wouldn't want to be a dad? And then you read some story, you know, like their parents locked their toddler up in a closet, and you think, how could anyone? Well, there are people out there whose value system is so twisted and warped, it doesn't resemble yours at all. It's like comparing a fruit fly. That's a harder word than you think. A fruit fly. Shut up, Chris. It's easy from behind the glass. A fruit fly and a great white shark. I'm going to play something for you. Well, actually, I'm just going to say something to you. I'm not going to play it for you, although there's audio of it. I don't want to mess with it right now. Tim Walz, he was giving speech. Now, remember, Tim Walz has a net worth of over $1 million. And I'm not here to do wealth envy at all. I don't care. Good for him. He's 60 years old. You know, I guess you're probably going to be worth something at some point in time. And he was going on and on and on about how his mother depends on Social Security for her basic needs. Now, I'm not insulting anyone who depends on Social Security for their basic needs. Maybe that's you. That's the way life goes sometimes. Maybe you need that Social Security check. Fine. That's no insult to you. But you're her son. If my mother needed anything, I'll be honest with you right now. I know we are live across the country right now. I realize that it's a huge national show, and I understand that, and I understand the importance of it, and I am so appreciative of Premier for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to use their airways for 3 hours a night, and I love them. And by the way, I should note, they have been amazing since the death of my father. Yeah, that it's just the suits, they could not have been more wonderful. But anyway, set all that aside, my mom just lost her husband. If my mom called me right now, because she knows I'm doing a show, I would assume my mom needed to talk to me about something, and I would play a soundbite or something, and I would answer the phone for my mom. That's my mother. I have a responsibility to her, especially after the passing of my father. She is mine to protect and provide for. I have a responsibility to her. That's my value system. These people are so twisted, they will use as a campaign talking point that they don't care for their mothers. Tim Walz's mom has to have her Social Security check to buy groceries? You're the governor of Minnesota? You're the VP nominee on the Democrat ticket? You don't have any connections to make sure mom gets to eat every month? I'm not campaigning anymore. If my mom can't feed herself, I'm done. I'm off. Sorry, I have a mother to take care of. They brag about that. Yeah, look, here's another one. You want to talk about completely different species? I can't tell you how much these highlighters being on the floor is bothering me right now. It's just driving me crazy. But do you want to talk about a completely different species? Liz Cheney, she was doing one of these town halls with Dome, and she's sitting there in front of people, and she dropped this line. I just, honestly, I sat there. I must have played it five times to myself, just dumbfounded. There are people who not only say things like this and think things like this, they will broadcast it when they do. Kamala Harris's official campaign account broadcasts this video.
And if you think about how you conduct, you know, your life outside of politics, how we all conduct our everyday lives, those are the kinds of people that you trust. Those are the kinds of people you can work with. Like, if you wouldn't hire somebody to babysit your kids, like, you shouldn't make that guy the president of the United States. I mean, that's like pretty basic.
What? The president of the United States needs to be someone I'd let babysit my kids? Who even thinks like that? We're talking about the top executive for the most powerful nation in the history of the world. The man who is going to assume the leadership position in a country of 300 million people where every single decision he makes might affect an entire planet. We are not Switzerland, where our decisions affect Switzerland. When the president of the United States of America sneezes, they feel the breath in Singapore. That's how powerful this nation is. And these people will actually on camera say, I don't think he's qualified because I wouldn't let him babysit my kids. 14-year-old moron girls babysit children. We are not in the babysitting children business when we are selecting the president of the United States of America. We need competency. We need someone with a genuine love of country, someone with a sense of purpose. That's what we need in this country. But they will get up, again, a value system I can't even relate to. They will get up on camera and not only say things like this, that, like if I ever said something like this, I would immediately say, okay, well, hold on. Let me rephrase. That didn't make sense. I would be embarrassed about it. They will say things like this, and then because their voting base is so twisted up, so completely lost with a value system that doesn't even resemble yours, they'll broadcast this.
If you think about how you conduct, you know, your life outside of politics, how we all conduct our everyday lives, those are the kinds of people that you trust. Those are the kinds of people you can work with. Like, if you wouldn't hire somebody to babysit your kids, like, you shouldn't make that guy the president of the United States. I mean, that's like pretty basic.
What? A completely separate value system. All right, let's focus on something important here before we get back to the emails and other things. Well, these morons.
Tell them the truth, Jessica. Detroit was destroyed.
I'll be honest with you, commies. I don't mind the insults, as you know. In fact, I think they're hilarious. I don't even mind the death threats or anything like that. I don't mind any of that. But what does genuinely bother me is bad comedy, okay? Jessica is not a clever insult at all. It's just not. I know you have limitations. I'm being nice. You have limitations because you're a religious zealot. When you're a religious zealot, look, there's never been a Who's been the funniest guy in ISIS? No one can name that guy. And who's the guy who really makes your sides hurt when he talks in Al-Qaeda? There's never been one of those guys because they're warped, twisted, demonic religious zealots. And so I know as a communist, that's what you are as well. I want you to understand that your value system is actually, it pretty much mirrors a member of ISIS. So I get that. But I'm here to tell you, you have limitations. Like I have technological limitations. I don't know what a lot of these buttons mean. Here's one right here that says bank cell. That's what it says on the soundboard, bank cell. I don't know what any of those words mean. So you know what I don't do? I don't touch the button. I know I don't know what I'm doing. I don't touch the button. You are a communist. You don't understand comedy. Even your insults are bad. Jessica, it's not funny. It's just not funny. I just wanted you to know. All right, we'll get back to that voicemail and other things in a moment. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about Tunnel to Towers, something wonderful. When people lose a loved one in the line of duty, mom doesn't come home. Put on the uniform that morning, doesn't come home. Dad doesn't come home, whether that be in Iraq or in New York City, wherever it may be. The loss is tremendous. Tremendous. The heartache, the loss. It's awful. And you can't ever heal that. I'm not going to act like Tunnel to Towers can do that. But we can help them. We can let them know there are people, there are organizations who genuinely care. Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgages. Builds them entire communities so they can live together and heal together. Don't we owe that to those who serve us, to the ones they leave behind? $11 a month is what they ask for. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Also, a reminder.
I love you back.
What, Chris? Didn't think I forgot about that little gem. Back to the voicemails.
Tell them the truth, Jessica.
Again, communists. I'll let you play your point. Leave the comedy to people who aren't religious zealots. That's not funny. It's not funny.
Tell them the truth, Jessica. Detroit was destroyed by CEOs, corporations who didn't want to pay unions. And they went around the unions and they said, let's go overseas. Let's take advantage of the cheap labor overseas. That's who destroyed Detroit. The unions protected labor. They had a middle class right there. But Wall Street and CEOs' corporate greed destroys America.
Remember that conversation we had at the very beginning of the show, one we've had many times, about how the American Democrat lives in a world entirely of make-believe. That if you picture yourself in walking down the hall of an insane asylum and you walk up to a cell and there's a guy in there in a padded cell in a straitjacket and he's talking about how he can fly and he's the second coming of Jesus and the color of green is actually poisoning us all, and you're looking at him and you're thinking, my goodness, this dude is a nutball. He believes all these things that have no basis in reality at all. That's the American Democrat. That's what Democrats believe. That's exactly what they're like. And we have to understand that's what we're up against. And it's a lot to fight. Jesse, think back to when Donald Trump was about to get Obamacare shredded because of hurt feelings over comments about being a POW. John McCain torpedoed it all. Is that what's going on with Dome and Joe Biden? I love the show. Okay, so this is in reference to, there's a way of thinking, I will tell you, I subscribe to it. There is a way of thinking that Joe Biden is so angry and resentful about being pushed out that Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris to spite Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and the ones who pushed him out. He didn't pick her out of loyalty. He didn't pick her because he felt like he had to. He picked her because he knew she was a disaster. And out of spite, he's now torpedoing her camp, her campaign. That's why the guy who never gave a press conference now will give impromptu press conferences whenever she's speaking. That's why she's trying to spend her time separating herself from him, doing the best she can. Hey, we're going to a new way forward. Enough of this last 4 years garbage. And Biden's up there saying she was involved in everything. She was right there with me, hand in hand. So if you subscribe to that way of thinking, and I do, what is going on? The guy asked if that's what's going on. Well, we talk about concepts a lot on this show because concepts are much more important than understanding simple individual stories. We could sit and dissect an individual story all day long, and I know that's what most people do. That doesn't interest me. It bores me. I'm not worried about that. I want to learn how to think about all the stories. How do we? What's happening on a larger scale in society? So we talk about concepts more. And so we'll discuss things like the system and communism and revolutions and what are they doing versus what are we doing. And we discuss things. But oftentimes life, so much of life is governed and hurt, to be frank, by good old fashioned ego. Ego is a powerful thing. Ego is something we all have to fight against. That selfish ego, that human nature part of us that is not good. You know, there are parts of us that are very good and parts of us that are not very good. That part of us that just, we want to be recognized and celebrated and honored. And we feel like we deserve this and I deserve that and he deserves that. And people who offend us, well, we can end up doing bad, dumb things because of our ego. Joe Biden has been a politician, a loyal Democrat for a very, very, very long time. And then he was a Democrat president for 4 years. And he handed his presidency over to the communists so they could destroy the country the way they wanted to. Joe Biden let them do whatever they wanted to do to the country, open up the borders, spend whatever, didn't care. And at the end of all that, Joe Biden found out the system's loyalty is only to the system itself. The system only exists to protect itself. And so they said, Joe, your poll numbers are too bad. You have to leave. And for a man who's done that much, that's quite an ego blow. That's quite an ego blow. And so if you believe what I believe, he hand-selected Dome to essentially torpedo the race. Honestly, that level of spite, I kind of admire it. Maybe Joe's been taking his chop. You know, I see such a difference in energy levels. I used to be the 2 or 3 cup of coffee an afternoon guy, and then I would add in a soda on top of it. Hey, get me a Coke or something. Why? I was constantly hitting that energy wall. I need a little boost. Energy wall, need a little boost. My leg. If you could see it right now under the desk, please don't look under my desk. But if you could see under the desk, it's bouncing up and down. I can't help it. I am full of energy and it's at the end of the day. And that's because of chalk. Because I began natural herbal supplements from Chalk, and it is Chalktober right now. Do you want to feel like that? Ah, but Jesse, I'm 60. Those days are behind me. No, they are not. I could read you testimonial after testimonial, the difference in your life. Try it. Just try it. If it doesn't work, cancel. I want you to cancel. Take advantage of Chalktober when they're giving out freebies and huge discounts. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 50-CHUCK-3000. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, I promised you this earlier before we get into the Intel leak and things like that. Let's deal with something that is uncomfortable. I know it is. It's uncomfortable because we feel powerless, and in many ways we are kind of powerless to do anything about it. Election integrity. What do I mean by election integrity? Those dirty Democrats who are actually communists cheat in elections and steal them. That's what we mean when we're talking about election integrity. And you hear people like Governor Glenn Youngkin, Virginia is a swing state in large part because of Glenn Youngkin, talking about what the DOJ is doing, and there just isn't a good explanation for this.
Yeah, to be clear, this is not a purge. This is based on a law that was signed into effect in 2000.
I should have set this up, but I'm irresponsible and stupid. He's talking about purging the voter rolls, removing non-voters, dead voters, people like that, from the voter rolls. How do they get on the voter rolls? That's another story entirely. But they went through them and found there were a bunch of people on there who shouldn't be on there, and they tried to remove them. The Department of Justice is trying to stop them. I wonder why.
Yeah, to be clear, this is not a purge. This is based on a law that was signed into effect in 2006 by then Democrat Governor Tim Kaine. And it starts with a basic premise that when someone walks into one of our DMVs and self-identifies as a non-citizen, and then they end up on the voter rolls, either purposely or by accident, that we go through a process, individualized, not systematic, an individualized process based on that person's self-identification as a non-citizen, to give them 14 days to affirm they are a citizen. And if they don't, they come off the voter rolls. And by the way, they have one last safeguard, which is they can come and same-day register and cast a provisional ballot. And so to describe this as something that's a purge is completely inaccurate. It's wholly consistent with the U.S. Constitution.
Why does the DOJ want Governor Glenn Youngkin not to enforce the Democrat law on the voter rolls? Well, you know why. We don't have to play these games. Democrats want to cheat. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears talking about
how many people are on the voter rolls that shouldn't be there right now. Can you characterize really the reality of inactives or illegals on voter rolls?
What we found, over 6,000, maybe 6,300, I believe, people who identified that they were not citizens, and yet they're on the voter rolls.
Wow.
So they have 14 days to prove that they are actually eligible to vote. And I then gave you the fail-safe caveat that they can come on election.
You didn't think Democrats let all those illegals into the country so they could pick the strawberries, did you? What did you think this was about? Oh, and then I saw Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State of Georgia, the critical swing state of Georgia, dropped this on CBS News the other night as if this is in any way acceptable.
In Georgia, 100% of all the votes cast will be on a paper ballot. But actually, nationwide, it's going to be over 96 to 97% of all voting in America will be on paper ballots. But we also just put into law this year with SB 189 that all early votes and all early accepted ballots, they all will have to have their results reported by 8 p.m. That's 70, maybe even 75% of all the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night.
Won't take 7 days to tabulate votes, as he said?
Absolutely not. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. And so those will then be the final numbers. And we'll just see if that makes the difference in the total vote.
They're on camera bragging that we'll get 75% of the votes calculated on election night? These critical swing states are decided by 10,000 votes, 11,000 votes, 15,000 votes, 8,000 votes. When we think about presidential elections, we think in huge numbers, but it is not huge numbers that decide who is the president. Joe Biden is president of the United States of America because after they were done counting all the votes, he had about 50,000 more than Donald Trump. I'm not talking about the national popular vote. That doesn't matter at all. I'm talking about the total Joe Biden brought in more than Donald Trump did in swing states that decided elections in a country of 300 million. About 50,000 decided who was going to be the next president. We have the Republican Secretary of State in the critical swing state of Georgia bragging that they'll get three quarters of those done on election night? I want to remind you that countries much less advanced than us around the world have same day voting, where every vote is cast on election day, every vote is counted on election day, and a winner is declared on election day. And the only reason we don't have that in this country is because Democrats cheat in elections and want to cheat in elections. And the fact that Republicans are unwilling to talk about that because they don't want to look like some election denier or whatever label is on it is pathetic. There's only one reason you would want people to not have to show ID to vote. It's because you want to cheat. There's only one reason you would want such a massive expansion of mail-in voting, because it's the easiest way to cheat. They intend to cheat in elections. And we have to get much more aggressive than we are fighting back against it. To the voicemails.
Yes, Jesse, this is Don Bumpus in Florida, in Dunedin, Florida. And I wanted to let you know that the Convention of States, listed in Article 5 of the Constitution, gives us, the states, a way to put an amendment, balanced budget amendment, term limit amendment, and more. Please check out Convention of States. I'm surprised you said that Washington will never do it, so it can't be done. We can do it. I really appreciate you and your show. Thank you so much.
I understand your point. You make a good point. Washington will never do it, so we can't do it. But remember this, the states who would have to do this are what states are we talking about? We're talking about red states, obviously. There's no blue state. California is not going to pass any balanced budget amendment. They're not. Okay, so set that aside. What are we banking on? We're banking on the red states. Well, that brings us to the uncomfortable conversation we've had before on this show, and we will have it again. Republicans like big spending as much as Democrats do. It is the attack from Democrats against Republicans that is 100% accurate and warranted. And whenever I hear a Democrat say it, I just kind of sigh and sit back and shake my head, because they're right. Democrats go on television and say, Republicans spend just as much as we do. They don't cut spending. Republicans don't cut spending. Republicans see themselves as the facilitators of big government. They just want big, massive, bloated government to kind of work more on their behalf. I'm not interested in that at all, because that is still on the road to ruin. We must stop this insanity. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars a month. Multi-trillion dollar deficits, as if we are fighting World War II all over again, and we're not. And, you know, there is going to be a massive war that comes at one point, and from there, the spending goes up. You think inflation is bad now? Wait until this nation gets on a war footing and starts having to churn out aircraft carriers and F-35s. Oh my gosh. You don't like what you're paying for burger anymore? For water anymore? Woo-wee. Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, play it, Chris.
We've got to get a kind of wartime mentality here.
That's John Kerry talking about climate change. Wartime mentality? What's he talking about? Forget budget, spending, taxes, unload everything. I don't have confidence the states will do it. I understand your point about convention of the states. You didn't make a bad argument. I'm not calling you a moron or anything. It's just, I need to see a lot of changes from the Republican Party, and I haven't seen those yet. All right, we'll talk about the intel leak from within our own government, headlines I didn't get to, and more next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Of course, it's an amazing Tuesday. Why? Because I am here. That is why. Now, it's not so amazing from within the walls of the government. We had an intel leak. Thankfully, it was nothing that hurt us directly. But it was about Israel. Israel was planning on attacking Iran, and somebody leaked it to the Iranians. And they're digging into it now. And of course, surprise, 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 it's one of the filthy communists in the Obama, or sorry, in the Joe Biden administration. I kind of misspoke, but not really. But it occurs to me, we were just talking a little bit briefly about World War III. What if something did happen? God forbid. But there's always another big war coming. What if a big war happened? Just sit for a moment and process. After 8 years of Obama, remember, Obama was very, very focused on filling up the government with communists. And he did it. He did it well, better than any Democrat ever has. To his credit, give your enemy credit where it's due. He's really good at it. And then 4 years of Joe Biden doing the same as rapidly as possible. They're not like Republicans. Well, I'm not really sure. I don't want to fire people. What if CNN's really mad at me? They just don't ever think in those terms. They're in this to destroy and to conquer. How many people now reside in positions of power inside the United States government that hate this country and would work for the other side? It's a scary thought, but I think about it a lot. And remember, it doesn't have to be a politician or, you know, a secretary of state or secretary of war. It doesn't have to be some lofty position of power. There are choke points of information. These intel leaks, oftentimes, it's just some scrub in the Air Force with access to classified information. Beep, 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 drops a couple things online, game over for us. How many people, military, State Department, other bureaucracies do we have who are going to sell us out immediately? Something to think about. Let's do some emails. Jesse. Have you tried the Philly cheesesteak oven baked sandwich from Domino's? Seriously underrated. I have not because Domino's is disgusting, but I am willing to try an oven baked cheesesteak. Chris, Corey, no, Corey, we're not getting yours without onions. I'm not going through this again. You can have the onions or you're not getting any more cheesesteaks around here. I think we're willing to try a cheesesteak. Oh, Chris, you people can't eat that. Get it without cheese or something. I'm sure they have one that can't we? Maybe they have one on rye bread or something for you. Dear Dr. Jesse, my dimwit brother and I were having a rather serious argument and we need you to solve it. He said when you make Burger Mac that ketchup is unacceptable. He said you must add it. I made the suggestion that as a master of white trash foods, you would be able to answer the question fairly. He is often contrarian, but the Lord makes all types. Thank you, Jesse. Said I can say his name. His name is Rob. Okay, well, there is something out there that a lot of people don't know about. It may sound, look, those who know will know, and they'll think everyone knows, but everyone doesn't know. So here's what it is. You know Velveeta shells and cheese, one of the elite mac and cheeses out there. I've got to be honest. We didn't buy much of that when I was a kid. It was too expensive. It was really Kraft Mac in the Kelly household. But on special occasions, my birthday or something like that, we would get a box of Velveeta shells and cheese. If you pay attention, sometimes on the box, there's an advertisement. There's a recipe for Velveeta shells and cheese cheeseburger mac. Now, thankfully, we are in the internet era where you don't have to pray you get one of those boxes. You can look this up online. In fact, if you're not driving, I will encourage you to do so. Velveeta cheeseburger mac is as good as eating gets. You will never eat anything more delicious in your life than Velveeta cheeseburger mac. I am, not to brag, but a bit of a connoisseur on Velveeta cheeseburger mac. And so I've mixed and matched. What do you do? Do you add this? Do you add that? I initially made it with ketchup. Chris, the recipe calls for ketchup. I don't need that look. I don't need your judgment. The recipe calls for ketchup. Initially, I made it with ketchup. I started to decrease the amount of ketchup in favor of other things. Chopping up some Japs and putting them in there. Maybe some hot sauce. Jalapenos. Japs. We call them Japs. Chopping up some Japs and putting them in there. I don't want to make it sound like I'm a World War II veteran. Hot sauces, whatever you may put in there. Here's just the facts. I'm a slave to the truth. The less ketchup we put in the recipe, the better it is. All right. Chris asked, how fatty is the meat? Chris, it needs to be fatty. And don't you dare listen to the recipe when they say, drain all the fat after you brown the meat. You can drain a little if you want. The fat is the flavor. That's the part that's good for you. By the way, do you have any aches and pains in your life? Are there things that hold you back from doing stuff you love? You not golf anymore, hike anymore. Does doing the laundry hurt? Is your back hurt, neck hurt? Pains come with life as the body slowly kind of goes away on us. Relief Factor is here to take it away, not mask it. Take it away, and take it away drug-free. It was developed by doctors, but it's a supplement that gives your body what it needs to fight that inflammation. Your body's trying to fight it. It just needs some help. That's what Relief Factor is. And you can try it for 3 weeks because they sell 3-week quick start kits. There's not even something you have to cancel. Buy a 3-week quick start kit. If that pain in your life is the same after 3 weeks, don't order anymore. Almost everyone orders more because the stuff is miraculous. Get some Relief Factor in your life, man. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Swing state Democrats scramble to align themselves with Trump. This even includes Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, who is officially running ads talking about all the Trump policies he agrees with. I am not going to try to get your hopes up or my hopes up. We might be facing a red wave. Does Kamala Harris want Americans to die broke? Harris' death tax plan would be the world's highest. That is from Red State. No, she doesn't want Americans to die broke. She wants patriotic Americans to die. Hospitals revealed that the border wall trauma falls have increased. Oh my gosh. People keep falling as they try to climb the border wall. Wow, we should definitely make that much taller. Nolte says, this is from Breitbart, panicked Harris staffers leak concerns about losing North Carolina and Michigan. Golly, if they lose Michigan, it will be a red wave. I will come back in here tomorrow like the risk master I am. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.